And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start in Germany, where police have discovered a bold new strategy for combating migrant knife attacks. In a viral video, officers proudly confiscated a self-defense knife from a grandmother, surely preventing her from terrorizing the festivities with her dangerous attempt at protecting herself. Meanwhile, actual knife crimes continue unabated in the country's newly established knife-free zones. And to the UK now, where their Online Safety Act is about to accomplish what years of direct censorship couldn't, shutting down hundreds of small websites by March. While big tech can afford teams of lawyers to navigate new regulations, community forums and nonprofit sites face millions in fines if they fail to properly police speech. And the culture of death in Canada keeps finding new depths, as government data reveals nearly half of non-terminally ill euthanasia recipients cited loneliness as their reason for choosing death. In a nation where killing the lonely has become healthcare policy, officials celebrate that they're now accepting verbal requests for assisted suicide. The political metamorphosis continues as Robert F. Kennedy transforms from Democratic presidential challenger to Trump's pick for HHS secretary, promising to implement pro-life policies after years of supporting abortion rights. Republican voters are surprisingly enthusiastic, proving that in Washington's game of musical chairs, where yesterday's opponent becomes tomorrow's ally, happens in just one simple pivot. Yeah, this one should be fun to watch, shouldn't it? And Montana's Supreme Court has discovered a constitutional right to control the weather, ruling that the state's fossil fuel policies violate children's rights to a clean and healthful environment life support system. So let me get this right. The same court that just mandated child gender transitions, now deciding that judges are better qualified than scientists to settle climate debates. That seems accurate. And speaking of climate, Biden's EPA gave California one last parting gift, permission to ban gas-powered vehicles by 2035. Governor Newsom, who's apparently unfazed by his state's struggling power grid, celebrates forcing residents into electric vehicles they can't charge during blackouts. The incoming Trump administration is already preparing legal challenges, suggesting that this green light going to have a short battery life. So we wrap up today with a story of a 15-year-old Christian girl in Pakistan facing theft charges after the crime of escaping attempted rape by her Muslim employer. When local elders pressured her family to forgive the attacker to preserve their honor, he responded by accusing them of stealing jewelry. Please continue to pray for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters abroad. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.